Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
It's also been said that the few were supported by the many.
I think reading these records makes you think, what would I do? Would I be brave enough? And I think it's very easy sometimes to think we would. But really, I don't know. I think it's incredibly courageous of these women to keep going.
We just knew deep down inside that we were all in this together and that what was taking place around our world had to be stopped.
Every time we climb on board these aircraft, it brings to mind the images of what it must have been like to maintain them and to fly them during the war. I mean, not only must it have been challenging under the pressure of war, but it also must have been really frightening. And the airfields were often targeted, and so it was quite dangerous work.
In about 1939, he saw an advertisement in a newspaper for the Royal Air Force and decided to join up. He didn't initially tell his parents that he was going to do that. They were a bit worried about him, and he just told them that the risk of death was part of the adventure.
At 8 p.m, the peace was disturbed. A low-level bombing attack was carried out by the German Luftwaffe on the station. The raiders dropped 16 high-explosive bombs, according to our operational records.
You're listening to On the Record at the National Archives, a show that uncovers the stories hidden in our collections. In the spirit of the Battle of Britain and the incredible way in which so many came together to stop the German invasion, we've collaborated with the Royal Air Force and the Royal Air Force Museum to create this episode commemorating the 80th anniversary of the 15th of September 1940.
It's really important that we remember everybody and what everybody contributed to the Battle of Britain.
Maybe if my story is told, then people will remember us and what we have done.